Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning with Jesus. Sit back, relax, grab your favorite beverage, and let's find out what sort of wonderful divine messages we're going to receive today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So, DC, tell everyone about you. I suppose I should unmute you first, huh? There you go, DC.
I started off so good, Barbara. Oh, well. Okay. I say good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel most of the time, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master, and teacher. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the most amazing thing about that beautiful connection is that Joan left this door open, and others have walked, you know, through this door. And I've had amazing, you know, amazing people walk through the door, and I've had access to this, you know, ironic at times, but fascinating mixture of divine source. And with connecting with, you know, all these people, I have the ability now to relate and work with so many different people, a wide variety of clients. And prior to these, you know, life-changing experiences, I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now love is my revolver. Love is what I am, and love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong. And it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, and greetings from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And let's see, who am I today? I don't know who I am anymore. I think I'm having one of those mornings, you know. I tried to connect to the show over and over, and I couldn't connect, and I finally had to find a different way. And now everything is just kind of going slow motion. Okay. I'm bringing myself into the moment. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone I work with. And all of my sessions are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving whoever it is the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or me by going to divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will find pictures of both of us and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that is another way you can connect with DC. And, of course, you'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. There's lots of interesting stuff to read and learn. Okay, so now we are going to find out what our messages are for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to start off with two small excerpts from Little Prayers. And the first prayer is, don't limit God. I surrender my all to you without withholding nothing. Lord, may my thoughts and my actions not hinder or limit the marvelous blessings you have in store for me. Allow me not to limit the path I am supposed to be on. Let there be no shortcuts. Lead me, guide me, and walk beside me as your will be done. And the other excerpt I'm going to read is, a prayer that was written by Dr. Loretta J. Stanley. And the reason that she wrote this prayer, she said, is because she was having a bad attitude about her life purpose. And she knew that she was ignoring the I Am presence within herself, which of course is God speaking to us. So here's the excerpt from the prayer. Father, I believe there is so much that I can do with my life, and right now I find myself in a state of question. I know that with your assistance, absolutely anything is possible. Father, help me to maintain a positive attitude and increase my confidence so that I can clearly feel you and hear you when you speak to my heart, knowing that you are working through me to fulfill your divine purpose. Amen. So that was a little excerpt from two little prayers that I felt like were really, you know, sort of going with the theme of today, like finding our life purpose. And as you were, you know, telling us about how your morning began, I looked at my water bottle, and the two words on top said, sustainably sourced. So I feel like we are sustainably sourced, Barbara, by the divine. I get messages all over the place, whether it be a water bottle or, a passing tractor trailer when I'm in traffic. We are always sustainably sourced. So last week, I believe I had mentioned the magic carpet ride. And when I was young, I always, at night, I would always go on a magic carpet ride. How about you, Barbara? Have you ever done that?
Yes, actually, I have.
As an adult, we forget about that magic carpet ride. So a while back, I had taken everyone on a magic carpet ride, so I'd like to do that again. And we're going to do that with Angel Nathaniel. And Angel Nathaniel is known as the Angel of Purpose. So his purpose right now is to help us to connect with the magic in our life. So he's asking each of us to join him on a magic carpet ride. And this amazing journey is going to take us to a land far away where we're going to be able to discover the true essence of our being. And the adventure is going to help us discover pure joy. So let go of anything that is holding you back and reunite now with your dreams and your desires. You have the ability to decide what you will create in your life. And you can change your path at any time and choose something that excites and inspires you. Imagine the abundance that begins to flow into your life as you express your joy. And on the distant horizon, we see a land that we wish to explore. So we guide the magic carpet now to land. And as you land, you feel so much love. Once you step off the carpet onto the ground, you feel like you are in the midst of a fairy tale. A renewed sense of hope comes over you, and you now believe anything is possible. Everyone you meet greets you with a heartwarming smile. You are accepted just the way you are. Everything is absolutely perfect. You now feel like the sky is the limit. There is nothing that can hold you back. You know that you are truly free to choose whatever makes your heart sing. This beautiful journey has renewed your sense of wonder. You gain clarity and know exactly what steps you need to fulfill your dreams and to serve your life purpose. You are completely filled with love and joy. You are clearly hearing now the longings of your soul. Light and love fill you completely. Your story is now filled with happiness, love, fulfillment, and positivity. Your life purpose is evident. You are ready to continue on your soul mission. Connecting with your passion brings joy to yourself and to the world. So you now return with Daniel to the magic carpet and begin to journey home. As you arrive back to where you started your journey, you thank Nathaniel for this wonderful experience and all the love and joy that you found along the way. You are now ready to continue your journey with renewed hope and pure joy. And Angel Nathaniel reminds you to always have faith in your dreams and that he is always ready to help you connect with your true power. When life seems to get a little stagnant, Nathaniel will be waiting once again to take you on a magic carpet ride. He waves goodbye for now. So, Barbara, I hope you've enjoyed that little ride.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so I do have a couple more messages. Okay.
Okay.
I'm waiting. I'm getting the slow kind of thing happening now, too. Hold on. Okay. This message comes from our divine team. Blessings of light and love, dear children. We, your angels, are here to encourage and guide you to make the changes that are needed in your life. We will support you through these transitions. Do not fear about making major life changes, as they will be of great benefit to yourself and others. Now is the time to let go of the old and make room for the new that is entering your life. Have faith in yourself and your angels, as we are encouraging you and supporting you on your journey. Trust that you have all the skills and abilities required to fulfill your divine life purpose. Take positive action in the direction of your dreams and look for ways of achieving small goals on a daily basis to reach your fullest potential. Your light working abilities are much needed in the world right now. Trust that you have everything that is needed. It is time to accept and develop your spiritual gifts and use them in a way that benefits yourself and others in a light working capacity. Keep in mind that everything happens for a reason, and trust that all will fall into place in divine right timing. Remain strong and brave. You have to keep going, even when the going gets rough. In order to remain in balance, you must keep moving. Dear ones, you are braver than you believe. Go forth on your mission with faith and confidence, and watch for the signs that we send. Trust your visions, your thoughts, and your intuition. We see and understand all from a higher perspective. We will direct you from a place of love, light, and wisdom. All you put out to the universe should be positive and uplifting. The more positive you remain, the quicker your dreams will manifest into your reality. The Ascended Masters are with you, and they ask that you focus on your divine mission. Continue moving forward with passion and enthusiasm, and remain focused and flexible. You are connected to everyone and everything. There is no separation. All creation is one. Everything happening is part of a larger picture. There are no coincidences. Create a vision for the life that you want to live. Opportunities are all around you. You must realize that you are always in control. As you put in the effort that is needed, you will be able to succeed and complete your goals. Take time to look back and see how far you've come. Enjoy where you are and reward yourself for the hard work that you've done. If you've come this far, you certainly can dream a little bigger and achieve anything. We, your divine team, will be with you every step of the way. And I believe I have one more message, Barbara.
Okay.
Dearest children, this one is from Jesus. Dearest children, today I invite each of you to live a conscious life, one of awareness, living a life of choice, and becoming aware of all the decisions you make. In doing so, you let go of the worries of the past and the worries of the future. As well, you are able to find joy and fulfillment in the now. You need not struggle with each day. You need only to become fully present in each moment. Each of you are very special to me. I want you to live each day of your life, not just exist. I am talking about having a life that you want, not one that you settle for. You must realize that you are worthy of such a life. Why not live a life of greatness? You are so important to me and to the world. You are here to do a job that only you can do. Are you ready for this beautiful transition? I will help you to connect with your own inner guidance. You simply need to remember who you are and that you are deserving of the life you've envisioned. I am here to empower you to create the life of your dreams. Connect now with your true essence and focus on what you believe about yourself. I want for you what you want for you. Nothing more, nothing less. Maintain a positive mindset and become more enlightened and conscious of your true potential, being able to act on what you know, then being able to grow and expand your consciousness and live a life of purpose. You are here to achieve your greatest self. This is what evolution is all about. You are here to make a difference in the world. I will help you to find meaning in your struggle and see beyond it and give you the courage to make the changes needed, no matter how difficult they may seem. You see, each circumstance you face is a gift, and in each experience lies a hidden treasure. I have given you the tools to create the life you've dreamed of. Today, consciously choose to make a life rather than continuing to exist. Use your special tools, your gifts, your talents to live the fulfillment of your God-given dreams. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Thank you so much, TC.
Thank you, Barbara.
Okay. So now I'll see if I'm here enough for Jesus to actually flow through me. My beloveds, we know that sometimes life gets a little ridiculous, and it seems like everything you do, no matter how planned out it is, no matter how meticulous you've been, it just doesn't come out the way you expect. We want you to know that this is not a problem. It really isn't. It actually gives you opportunities. Opportunities to see what is important to you. Opportunities to see what it is you want to change or feel you would benefit from changing. It gives you opportunities to look at your life. Most of the time you go through your life doing the same things in the same ways over and over and over because that is your routine, your habit, your pattern. It is only when things become difficult or when something unexpected occurs that you actually take the time to look at your life. It is an opportunity for you. Don't let these opportunities pass you by. It doesn't mean that you have to change. It just gives you a chance to make that decision, to become more conscious of what you are creating at every moment, to become more conscious of your power to create, to become more conscious of who you are actually being. So embrace these opportunities and all of the little things that occur that make you go, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? Instead of seeing them as a problem, see them as the opportunities that they are. Your opportunity to grow, your opportunity to evolve, your opportunity to become who you truly desire. Everything is an opportunity. Everything. And when you start realizing that and living that, it allows you to make even more astonishing changes than you've ever made before. Because you see you're not limited, and there is no need for you to hold back in your own life. You have the freedom to be great, to be greater than you've ever imagined, to be greater than you've ever believed was possible. That is an opportunity for you. And we are speaking to each and every one of you. Because no matter where you are in your evolution, there is unlimited opportunity for growth for you, starting right now. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to go through any rituals or meditations or anything like that. Any of those things are just tools. Tools to help you become. They are not required. You really don't have to follow any pattern. You always have choices in every moment. So you don't have to do it exactly the same way someone else did it. In fact, that probably won't work for you because you're not them. They were doing what was right for them in that moment. And you need to do what is right for you in each and every moment. You didn't come here to copy other people's lives. You came here to live yours. So open up to the opportunities that life is providing. And recognize that you always, in every single moment of your existence, have the potential to be more. And this is a never-ending opportunity. So start taking advantage of it. Stop thinking that you are stuck in your problems and start looking at what they are showing you. Take the opportunity to grow. Take the opportunity to evolve. Take the opportunity to be more. This is your life, and now you get to live it. Remember, we are here for you. We are always here for you, and we love you, and that love will never end. So call on us if you need us. We will be happy to assist you, to answer you, to show you whatever it is that you need. Joy is our joy. And so we are always more than happy to bring you back into joy. We love you. Be brave. Take your opportunities.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara.
I feel like he was talking directly to me today.
Well, he was, but everyone listening, it's a message for them as well.
That's true. Okay. Okay, now we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from people who've called in. So if you have called in and you have a question, press 1 on your phone so that it'll put a little symbol on the switchboard and I'll know that you have a question. And if you're in the chat room and you have logged in and you have a question, go ahead and type it. And if you are a guest in the chat room, then you can't type a question. So go log in so you can type your questions, because we are ready to take them now. All right. No one is raising their hand. This is an opportunity for you guys, remember?
Well, you know what the angels are saying? They want everybody to realize that they're here to share, you know, what they have, you know, their talents and their abilities with the world. Don't be afraid to shine your light onto the world, you know? And they, you know, we've got to, each one of us have to believe in ourselves. And that's a big one. We really have to believe in ourselves and trust that we, you know, we have something that, you know, that we do have to share with the world.
Well, we have a brave soul who has raised their hand.
Oh, awesome.
Here we go. Area code 830. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. So, what's your questions about life today?
Is there a certain place I can go to spread more love, like area-wise?
Okay.
Kathleen, this is DC. I'm getting just wherever you are is a good place, hon. Wherever you go, you could spread love. Just be the beautiful person that you are.
Okay.
And the message that I had given while waiting for you to connect, you know, you have so much to share with the world. Share your talents. Share your abilities. And don't be afraid. You know, you have so much that, you know, everyone could learn from. And I'm getting, Kathleen, you are a leader. And I don't know if you feel that way, but you should really, you know, just embrace that and go forth. And just, you know, when we focus on, you know, just helping others and being of service, that's when, you know, everything, you know, for me, everything like started to change. Just, you know, put that desire out there that you want to serve.
Okay?
And when we put our focus on to serving, you're going to see, you know, like there's nothing to be worried about. We do connect with our life mission, okay? So don't be like insecure. And when we say we want to serve, you know, don't worry about the how, the when, the why. And don't worry about, well, if I'm serving, am I going to be able to make money? Am I going to do, just give that to the angels and just focus just I'm being of service. And use your beautiful talents, your passions, and whatever, you know, whatever makes your heart sing, use that, and you're going to have everything that you need. So if there's any fears that you have, thinking, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to make enough money, give that to God, give it to the angels, and just follow the divine guidance that you're getting.
Okay?
Because if we're nervous, then of course we can't focus upon being of service.
Okay.
Correct?
I think it's fear.
Be mindful of who you are, and that's going to help you to do, you know, the right thing at each moment. And we have Angel Camille coming in, letting you know, Kathleen, all is well. Be at peace, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Be at peace. And the other message I'm getting is you have to remember to breathe, okay? I feel like you're not breathing deeply enough. And when we breathe, you know, take the time to consciously breathe, that's when we can connect and we receive those higher vibrations.
Okay.
And when we're when we do that shallow breathing, it's sort of like we get into the fight or flight kind of mode, okay? So whenever you feel nervous about anything, slow down and just consciously breathe. Take in a couple deep breaths, like really slowly, in through the nose and out through the mouth, and then you reconnect with your consciousness.
All right. Yes, I will do that
more. And that really, it really does help, hon. Okay,
yeah.
And the other thing that I'm having, let's see. I'm getting the letter G around you, so I don't know. It's usually a person. So if it doesn't, make any sense to you now, just hold on to that.
I will.
But I see a lot of spiritual growth in you, and there's going to be a lot of magical blessings along the way. You are going to be rewarded, hon, for all your hard work, Kathleen.
Oh, excellent.
So there's going to be a lot of abundance coming your way, and you just need to have a little patience and make sure that you're really focusing on your long-term plans.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, actually.
Okay, well, please, there's nothing to be afraid of. Just do whatever it is that brings you joy, hon, you know? Whatever makes your heart sing is going to help you to, you know, stay on that path and really connect to your life purpose and to be, you know, of service to others.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to, it doesn't take a lot of craziness or, you know, a lot of education or just be who you are.
It doesn't, because I volunteer, and lately I've been getting even more days because they've been calling me in. I'm like,
you're needed, you know. And we have Archangel Michael, and he's asking you just, you know, to always put yourself first, okay?
Okay.
He's bringing forth a sword, and he's giving it to you so that you can take action. And he's saying, Kathleen, now is the perfect time. Just, you know, see what's going on in your life and the direction, you know, in which you're going to be heading. And Archangel Michael is going to accompany you. He understands, you know, everything that's going on, all the responsibilities that you have, and he knows how deeply that you love and care for the people around you. But he's saying, you know, Kathleen, what is it that you really want to do with your life, you know? So he's standing beside you. And what he's showing me is sort of you're at a crossroads, Kathleen. And he wants you to be honest, and he wants you to choose the direction that is for your highest and your best, okay?
Okay.
So he's saying, you know, just take a little time because you have a lot of options in front of you, Kathleen.
Okay.
And he's going to support and guide you as you make these decisions. And he's saying, Kathleen, God's plan for you is one that allows your heart to sing and your soul to dance. So really, to thine own self be true, okay? And just know that as you allow your heart to sing and your soul to dance, you are always going to be guided to make the right decisions. And trust that, you know, trust yourself that you're able to make the best and smartest decision possible, okay? And really realize all the potential that you have within you and honor yourself for all the unique abilities that you have, okay? And as you do, like I said, Archangel Michael is, he's with you during this whole time, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Kathleen, but don't hang up because Barbara is going to continue on with the messages. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathleen, and now Jesus has a message for you, so here it is. We want you to realize that love is truly unconditional, which means there are no conditions on when you can love. When you are opening your heart to that love of yourself as well as the love of others, then that is what you are radiating out into the world. And you are radiating that love no matter what you are doing, where you are going, who you are with. It is a natural part of your being. So allow yourself to radiate the love. To let go of any doubts, any fears. You don't need them. Just be love. That is the most profound difference you can make in this world. And for some of you, it seems to be the most difficult thing for you to do. And it's actually simple and easy. Just be love. Just ask yourself in every moment, am I being love? And if you find that in that moment you are being fearful, then you know you can just let go of the fear. Just make the choice to be love. And when you are being love, you are naturally and automatically being of service. And service is not just a matter of what you are doing. It is most importantly who you are being. Because that is what you are giving. So always know who you are being. And then do the things that feel right to you. Knowing that if it feels like it is the right thing for you to do, then it is having benefit for you and for others. So be the love that you already know that you are. It's very simple. Just open your heart and love. That's all you ever need to do. We love you. And we are with you. And we will help you to be the most beautiful, loving being of light and love that has ever existed. Because that is who you are. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara and DC. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm going to go spread some love.
Yay! Sounds like a plan, Kathleen.
DC, I saw your post right before I called in, and I couldn't believe I even got through and got to talk to you guys.
Oh.
I can't believe nobody was jumping up and down to get through, but thank you so much. Everybody was exactly what I needed to hear, and I'm just going to go spread some love, because that's all really that matters, so...
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, that is. Well, thank you, Kathleen, for stepping up and being a part of this.
Oh, I thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day, and I love you.
We love you too, Kathleen.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let me go back and see if any other brave person has raised their hand. No, but we have a message from the chat room from Queen, and she says, listening to the beautiful messages, and if you have no callers, I would love to be honored again with a message. So do you have a message for Queen Goddess?
Queen Goddess, what a beautiful name, Barbara.
Yes, it is.
I feel like Queen Goddess is going to have a lot of powerful beautiful, loving experiences coming her way. And I feel like she's sort of going to be, like, basically, like, swept off her feet is what the angel is showing me. I don't know if she has someone significant in her life, but if she doesn't, I feel like this is like a message of love, but it's, you know, like a beautiful, I see like love between two people. So I feel like, you know, I don't know if she's been, you know, like looking for love, but I feel like love is going to be coming like her way in unbelievable ways. I mean, it's just, I see hearts like all over the place. I'm getting the letter C. I don't know if that's a person. Usually it is. So, Queen Goddess, if it doesn't make sense to you now, hold on to that. And the angels want to remind you to just honor, you know, your and recognize, of course, that personal power that you have within you and use it every day in your everyday life and let it bring you inner peace. And as you do, Queen Goddess, you're climbing to new heights. Every aspect of your life is getting better. And just, you know, have confidence and believe that you have everything within you to achieve all that you want. So put your, you know, put the intent into your heart and then let it go forward. The angels are with you, and they're saying, Queen Goddess, you're manifesting these beautiful new opportunities. There's a lot of growth and expansion around you. And as you put forth those positive intentions, you are creating a beautiful new life, and you're manifesting all these wonderful opportunities that are coming your way. And not only are the angels with you, the ascended masters are lovingly supporting you as well. Okay? So just, you know, put your seatbelt on, because I feel like all of this is going to happen really, really quickly for you. And we have the seraphim coming in, and they're talking about divine healing love, Queen Goddess. So allow the divine white light to dissolve any fear that you have, any doubt, any lack, and allow the divine light to fill your being with peacefulness. Allow this beautiful divine white light to guide your footsteps, and allow the divine white light to shine through any darkness and shadows. Allow divine white light to heal all wounds of the past in every area of your life at a cellular level. Okay, and celebrate all the good and, you know, all the good and all the blessings that are in your life, and just, you know, every day say something, you know, put that intention out for something that you're grateful for, because gratitude is very powerful, and when you appreciate your blessings, you increase the vitality of your life force. And your joy guides are coming in, and they want you to call upon them, Queen Goddess. There might be something that you're going through right now, but remember that, you know, whatever that we're going through, you know, this too shall pass. And everything that's hard passes easier when we invite in our joy guides. They're going to come in. They're going to lighten your mood. They're going to elevate your vibration. And when the joy guides come on scene, you got to be careful, because sometimes they do it in a crazy way. And I remember last week Barbara had a hard time connecting, and I had something going on too. So you better connect with your joy, or be careful. Okay, Barbara, those are my messages for Queen Goddess.
Okay. All right. So I know I have something for you from Jesus, and it looks like Callie has gotten into the line, and I have no idea where this is all going to go, but you know that you attract all of these amazing energies. So here we go. We'll start with the message from Jesus. Beloved, and you are so beloved. You have dedicated so much of your life to being the love, to moving beyond what anyone has ever told you is possible for you, to opening up and to shining and sharing your love with others. And we strongly encourage you to continue doing this, because there truly is no limit to the impact that you can have on the world, on yourself, on everyone who connects with you in any kind of way. They feel your love They know it is there. It's not in what you do. It's in who you are being. And you are opening up more and more to that love, to allowing that love to just flow forth from you out to everyone in the world. Continue to do this. You are having an impact. You are changing the world. Know this. Know this in every fiber of your being. You are changing the world. And it is the love within you that is making all of this possible. So continue to be love. And release the restrictions that you might be imposing on love. There aren't many, but there seem to be a few, and it's mostly concerned with yourself. And it's okay. It's okay for you to fully love you, to love you as much as you love everyone else. Stop holding back that little part of you that feels that it's not really safe for you to love you. And know that that little part of you is getting smaller and smaller, so you are changing. Be more open to it. Allow it to happen right now. Right now in this moment, we are working with you. Right now in this moment, we are opening your heart to you. Right now in this moment, fully embrace and love you. And it feels so good to be with you while you are going through this beautiful transformation, while you are opening up to loving you. And just breathe and be. And now I will step aside. Allow the beautiful Callie to come forward and share with you what is on her mind. You know I love you. You know this. You've always known this. And that love will never die. You are one of the ones who has truly embraced her power, who is opening up more and more every day to who you truly are and what you are here to create in this world. Don't stop. Don't let anyone or anything ever make you think that what you do is insignificant or unimportant, or people will not appreciate it, or you will never get the money that you deserve for it. Don't have any of those thoughts, because they're not true. You are moving more and more into the truth of you. You are opening up more and more into the truth for everyone. You are one of those people who is here so that other people can see what is possible. All of the changes that you bring about in your life are just examples for others so that they can see what is possible in their lives. You have overcome so many things that no one thought was possible. And yet you did it. And you did it because you were willing to let go. You did it because you are willing to be the love that you are. You did it because you are strong and beautiful and magnificent. And you are embracing the truth of you. And we are so proud of you. And we are so delighted to work with you. You already know that I love you. You already know that we all love you. And it feels so good that you are opening your heart even more today. You've already opened your heart more than you ever believed was possible. And we don't want to make you think that what you've done is small, but you still have a long way to go. Don't ever believe that you have reached your limit, because you don't have any. So continue to grow, continue to evolve and open your heart and produce the beautiful things that you produce. Show them to the world. Show them to all of those women who believe they can't, so that they will know that they can. Because you can, and you do. Continue to be you. And continue to allow the you that you are being to evolve and become more and more and more. You are magnificent, and we love you. Okay, Queen, that's what they wanted to share with you. Now I'll open my eyes and see what you've been typing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you. She wrote me a message. She says, Barbara, may all of your heart's desires be granted to you in the blink of an eye. Beloved, you are loved and appreciated. Oh, let me go back and see what else she wrote. And she says, oh, thank you, DC. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you for calling in. My goodness.
Wonderful. She says, no limits allowed here. I hear that and accept that, and that's wonderful. I just love feeling the energy of Callie. Actually, I'm feeling the energy of whoever is flowing through me. But Callie in particular, there's something about her and her energy is just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, Barbara, I too have a Callie. And but Barbara, I too have a Callie, and it's a little bit different energy. Callie and my Callie are a little bit different.
Your Callie's furry.
3 and 4 months old, and it's crazy energy. Very loving, but very crazy.
Yes, it is. And Queen Goddess says, thank you for all that was shared and all the love and energies. Okay. I feel good now. It's a good day. Started out a little strange, but it's a good day. All right, so this is the last call. If you are in the queue and you have a question or you'd like a message, press the number 1 so that the symbol comes up on my studio and I can see, and then I will click on you and you can ask for whatever it is that you desire. And I'm getting that you do have something to ask, so go ahead and do it. It's okay. You can just ask for a message. It doesn't have to be anything specific. You don't even have to give your real name. So you have the complete freedom to just receive. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to do.
Yeah, it is.
You. So, all right, this is the last call. I'm going to press the number 1. Okay, they're not going to do it. And that's okay.
It is.
You're going to get a message anyway. So Jesus has a message for you, and you know who you are. Here is your message from Jesus. You are here for a reason. You really are. And it's okay for you to know that reason, to understand whatever it is that you don't understand about your life, about your choices, about your situation, about the people in your situation, about everything concerning you. Don't be afraid to move forward. Moving forward is why you are here. Moving forward is how you live your greatness. Let yourself let it go. Let go of everything from the past. You might as well. It's over. It's done with. Why would you want to hang on to it? It would be like keeping that bottle that you fed from when you were a baby and you're in your 60s. You don't need a bottle anymore. You don't need to keep that. Well, it's the same with everything from your past. When you've learned the lessons that you came to learn, you don't need to hang on to any of it. You don't need to relive any of it. Let it go. Move forward with your life. Move forward with who you are being. It's okay to let go. it's okay to let go. It's okay for you to let go. We love you. Okay, that was the message Jesus wanted to share with you. And I'm sure it will help in whatever way it's meant to help.
But I do have a little message from the angels.
Okay.
Beloved child, you have the opportunity to write the script of your heart's desires. All you have to do is decide what are your truest desires and know that you are ready and you truly deserve them, and everything is going to come into your life almost as if it were magic. Just keep up doing what you're doing. You will achieve success in all your desires. Daily, remember to say positive affirmations and try to find balance in all that is done. And please, above all, expect wonderful blessings to come into your life, and they will. They're going to enter your life in many different ways. Open yourself up to others and truly let them know who you are. Look for strengths and weaknesses in both yourself and others, and don't judge. Everyone is unique and different, and just know that all you have to do is remain on your path and follow, and you will find the life lessons that are there for you. And with these lessons come blessings, blessings that are meant to be shared. Please believe in yourself, beloved, and know that you are supported and encouraged as you continue on your soul mission. And Barbara, that's my message.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure that will be beneficial to actually everyone that needs to hear it. So we have come to the end of our show for today. And we want to thank everyone who called in from the chat room, who allowed themselves to receive the messages that were meant for them. And please, everyone, if the messages that we give resonate with you, then they are meant for you, because the beautiful divine beings that we work with don't discriminate. They don't just say, okay, this is only for this person and no one else can benefit. Everything is for everyone. That's why it's all so unlimited, because there's no limitation on who it's for. So be open to receiving whatever is meant for you. And know that you are allowed to create your life the way you truly desire for it to be. And remember that we love you. And next Tuesday, we will be back on Blog Talk. Apparently, we're doing Tuesdays and Thursdays on Blog Talk now. I don't know if I told you that, DC, but that's what they had me set up.
I'm all from the angels, Barbara.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So feel free to join us, and remember that this is your life. You are creating whatever you are experiencing, and it can be as wonderful, beautiful, and magnificent as you desire, or it can be as horrible and have all kinds of crappy stuff in it if that's what you desire, because it really is your choice. All right, I am finished talking for this morning. Dissie, do you have any last words to say?
I had been guided yesterday to put a little quote on Facebook. When I am no longer worried about what others think of me, I am free to be myself. And I feel that is so true, Barbara.
Yes, it is. Well, wonderful. So, everyone, go forth in your day and be yourself, because you really are beautiful exactly as you are.
Definitely.
All right, well, we will be back on Tuesday. Or you can join us on the Get Answers to Life's Questions show tomorrow. And DC,
yes.
Did I tell you that we're doing that tomorrow?
The angels gave me that memo, too.
Okay.
I'm up to speed, Barbara.
I have to set all this stuff up, and I don't
remember telling you any of it. So.
Well, you didn't. They gave me the memo.
Okay.
So it's all good.
Yes, it is. All right, everyone.
Have a great
Have a wonderful day. Okay, that's our show for today, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.